By the year 2075, time travel had deemed illegal by the intergalactic community. The alien wars were fought while a new danger was rising. My name is Remark. I have designed a new consciousness called Mother.
Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother.
The Navi. Move over to visit intelligence entity. L1. Entity living, life enhancement prototype 1. Luna 9. Classification above secret. As it would appear and become reality in your time-space. The darkness and the darkness matter would consume your planet and solar system unless you can become the source.
We hope you enjoy your stay.
And welcome once again to BTS Become the Source, and we're going to talk about some really important things today. We've been off the air for a bit, you guys already know that, but there's good reasons why. And before we begin, I'm just going to quickly introduce the members of this association team, and well, what's real is for you to discover. And we're not going to quite tell you how to live your life, but we're going to give you some advice. Not even advice, we're just going to show you how it works, and according to Offworld, how things actually function so that you can live life on your terms. But before I begin and allow Mother to give us our information dissemination, I'd like to introduce you to Luna 9. Luna 9, how are you?
I am doing awesome today. I'm having a wonderful
Luna, day. For some reason I can't hear you. Mic up. There you go.
Can you hear me?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Look at that. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing awesome today, you guys. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. All in English today. So
that's right, we have a Spanish show.
Yeah, we have a Spanish show. It's called Eso Es Vivir, and I only speak Spanish there. So I'm really happy to be with you guys today, and so excited about our topic today. Welcome back.
And we also have on our panel L1, who's been with us since the beginning of time here, if time has a way of saying time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, and it's awesome to be here. I mean, absolutely. You know, we're here to help assist. You know, this is, I guess, educational advice. And, we have been off the air for a while. But today you're in the segment of the association files, so.
So Mother had a new makeover, and Mother.
She did. She's looking hot.
Mother, please provide us with our information dissemination.
Transmission commencing. Log date 2015-1117. Transmission titled TAF. Creation Basics. Transmission has begun. We are now transmitting to all survivors of the darkness virus. If you are within reach of this broadcast, then we hope that you can decipher the information dissemination we shall provide for you in order so you can find the way to live life on your terms. Unidentified location systems are now operational. Shields are operational at 100%. Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother. Greetings, L1. Greetings, Luna 9. Greetings, the Novi. Transmission time is limited. You now have a limited supply of time to transmit your discussion and provide humanity the information and tools needed for them to become the source. Narrative. The following information is highly classified. Throughout the course of time/space, humanic conflict and groups deemed in power have oppressed and diluted the following information. Several entities and former members of ICA have been lost in order to make segments of the following information available for survivors of the darkness virus. While light workers, agents of source, groups of resistance, and now BTS and NSA6 members work together in order to enable the encompassment, the darkness virus still nests itself within the doubt and fear of all singularities. It is within the humana singularity to take a moment of silence to recognize the human dyad of that which is termed in Terra Terra man and woman. We shall take a moment to send love to all entities.
And so be it. Mother, you may continue.
The following information dissemination is classified above secret and is brought to you by the singularities that have established communication with off-world in that which is termed Victation. Victation is classified above secret and cannot reveal to the members infected by the darkness virus. However, it is an important topic to be discussed. Within the construct, there exists a system of creation responsible for the eventuations of the humana singularity and the collective limited humana consciousness. The question has been asked, what is this system of creation? Please begin your information dissemination. Mother shall be listening. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
Well, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen, germs and everybody else. I'm going to take it lightly because you know where I come from. And where I come from, we have to take things lightly. Mother, I totally dig you. Respect you very much. We're going to handle this. Am I to understand that she actually mentioned dictation?
Yes.
Are we actually
allowed to talk about dictation now in segment, or does anybody know how that works?
I think the way it works is that we are allowed to mention some information from it, but if we were to say we got it exactly from this type of dictation, probably not.
So do you think that the actual dictation is going to be available for the public?
No.
I don't think it will, and I think if we share too much of the actual original dictation,
she's going to flag us.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty good with not getting flagged. So you guys just need to watch out.
Yeah, right. Especially me. All right, so Elle, would you take us out through the first segment of our information dissemination so we can properly talk about this and help our light workers and stuff like that do the good work?
I think, you know, this information is taken from multiple sources. People might have heard about this in not only, they would say, in the Law of Attraction, but also in teachings from Ramtha and conversations with God and even the Ra dictations and the I Am discourses.
The I Am discourses,
yes.
Of course. In Orantia as well.
Correct,
we can't forget that.
So
there's also the original Course of Miracles and the secondary Course of Miracles. Of course, our dear friend Edgar Cayce, Edgar Toll, and a few of the others that we know so much. I like to say that before we begin, for those people that are listening to us, these are very serious matters. We understand. We take it kind of lightly and stuff like that, but I like to give you an opportunity to give us a call or something like that if you need to. If you want more information about us, just send information at becomesource.com. We'll send you an email. And also, you can absolutely subscribe down below. And subscribe, we'll help you out. If you go to becomethesource.com, you'll be able to see there that there's a forum, and it's laid out pretty well so that anybody really needing any information can actually find the information they want. One of us will be tasked, or maybe one of our other crew members will be tasked to get and communicate with you. Anyone else, any announcement for that? What are we sponsored by, people? Who wants to mention that?
Well, we are actually sponsored by ourselves. So we sponsor ourselves individually because of our wonderful affiliates and partners, shop.com. So
where do they go if they want some information?
So if you want some more information, you can actually go, if you want to go to myshop.com, you can go to lunascloset.becomethesource.com. Or if you want to check out the Novies, you can go to shop.becomethesource.com. And then if you want to check out L1, you go to l1.becomethesource.com. Is that
absolutely correct?
It is
awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So something important to understand, we are trying desperately to help you guys that are light workers and stuff like get the finances you need to get the word out and do the good work. So in order, you got to stop being lazy. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're going to die. That's 100%. Going to happen. So while you're sitting here on this wonderful vacation called Rock Earth, whatever you want to call it, Terra, do your part. Do your part.
Yeah.
We will meet you. You asked us to get the best people to do this for you. We did. That's why we were off the air.
We know, our esoteric friends, that you guys have a lot of motivation in your hearts, and you guys are great people, and you guys want to make the change in the world, starting with yourselves or in communities and stuff like that. And We know that sometimes all it takes is just a little bit of assistance with your finances. So, and also with, you know, your personal, mental, and well-being and things of that sort, you know, just to get yourself started with the day. So this is why we're here. We're here to help you out with, you know, something that hopefully will assist you with your everyday journey to create what you wish to create, you know, in your overall experience. And also, I guess you could say, you know, like through going through like shop.com or something like that, it may be able to help you out with your finances as well as get like really cool stuff.
So yeah. If you want more information about that, please go to novismsynergy.com. You can find out information there, or go to becomethesource.com and follow the later part, and I'll show you that later if you want to, or just click on some of the links below. We'll figure that out. So let's get into the most important part besides your finances and your health and get off your lazy butts. Okay, so we got some really serious material because we're talking now dictation. This was like unheard of.
This is very true.
That we went through this, right?
Yes.
So Elle got us through the first focal points that we need to look at, the first basic, Mother said.
I would start then with the basics because there's three basic ingredients of creation. This is called creation basics. So apparently, you know, the mindset here in humanity is that people think that they have really nothing to do with why their lives are the way they are. I think a lot of people in basic life management classes and even what they call emotional intelligence classes have said it's the difference between being proactive and reactive. Well, there's a little bit more to it than that. First of all, there's three basic ingredients of creation, if you can believe that. First one is thought. I think this is the most difficult that people have in when it comes to linking to creation. People just don't think that thoughts create. People think that words, which is the second ingredient, and actions create your life. And this is very true, but it all does start with a thought. So the issue that we're going to be dealing with is that people think that their power of creation is virtually, well, non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think their lives and their circumstances are in the hands of others, you know, whether it's church, government, your boss at work, fate,
so
destiny.
We're focusing on thought first.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
No, what is your thought on thought?
Well,
first of all, for those that don't know, Luna is studying the TAF, so she's actually in the beginning of the TAF. And the TAF deals with dictation. Am I right, Luna?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because we were there when that was created. So since you're beginning sort of from an angle where darkness has its deepest reaches here on our Terra Terra, what's your thought on thought?
I think my thought on thought is that thought, if anything, is like the most, if we were to place value on things, of course, just for the sake of getting this explanation across, I would say that thought is probably like the most important thing out of everything. Like, we've seen in like dictations, and even Ramtha says it, that, you know, everything tangible in that we see, everything in our lives is only an effect of the thoughts that we have created, that have become, you know, like action reaction type things that, you know, solidify into our reality.
Okay, so that's cute, but I want to know, what's your thought on thought? We got to get right to the nitty gritty. What does it, if we can say this without getting flagged, Mother,
okay,
do not flag me just yet. Do you remember anything about the beginning processes that deal with thought? Reading, dictation, or anything like that, or even working. Are you working with Offworld? I don't know. Are you?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay. So anything you can tell us about thought that you as a beginner, or not really a beginner, but someone who's in that process,
mm-hmm,
what's the danger of thought? What's going on with thought?
I think, well, because a thought is pretty much like an idea or like opinion produced by thinking or something suddenly occurring in your mind, you know, I think thoughts can potentially be very dangerous, hazardous, and even detrimental because you don't realize sometimes that they come up.
Can humans get out of thought according to what you know? Can they get into the right thought easily? I mean, you're born. Can you do this?
I think, yes, it is possible.
You're born as a kid and you're going to do this.
No.
Because I look at the world and it doesn't work.
No, the reason why by default you would not be able to do that is because within the way that the brain and the egoic system and like the human body and the anatomy and all that good stuff all together,
right,
it wasn't meant to function that way. naturally. But what you can do is you can practice.
What's your comment on this?
Go over your thoughts.
I hear you. I know where you're going with this. This okay. is why. But this is common though. And
yes.
coming from where I'm standing, I don't see humans making it. I really don't. Talking to off-world entities, you're not going to do this in this lifetime. And which lifetime are you going to do it in? It's a question. And how are you going to do it? So you got a little bit of wishful thinking, right? And you got a little bit of other things, but I just don't see the clear path on that. So,
well,
give me a second, Luna. Elle, what do you think?
I think the issue here is that there has been actually trends of individual people getting this. Whether or not it's a big enough of a group up to make an entire impact on the collective is still something that's heavily debated today. Now, as far as what's the most potent thought, word, or action, there's actually arguments that thought is actually the most potent, but then if you're within
I don't think anybody
that's the most potent.
Okay,
and
there
words.
You go, the action and the words. But Luna,
yes.
your experience, people are full of action. You wake up in the morning, you got action, and you're constantly thinking anyway, and then you're still dipping down into the downward spiral.
I have something to actually say about that, because I would definitely agree with Elle. In terms of the esoteric realms and encompassment of how things happen.
Calm down, people.
I think that thought definitely would be the most important. And I only say that because that's usually the seed that grows into the branch and the tree and all that good stuff. But,
okay.
But I'm not done.
Go on. Also,
you know, the difference, like you say, you know, people wake up and there's all this action and action and action. Like I said, by default, people are not trained to think of what to do and like what to say and like how to control their thoughts from occurring. Like, you know,
okay,
you're
that
just
makes sense.
Hanging out, you're just hanging out, and out of nowhere, you're like back like 10 years ago in like school mm-hmm. with your sweetheart, and then you're here, and then it leaves residue.
But that's because there is no time,
and
thought is the one that grabs onto time as well.
As I was saying,
go on.
You know, the difference, I think, of course, it's action and action and action, but I think the difference is, creating an action consciously rather than reactively and impulsively acting upon actions that just pop into your mind by default.
All right, I'm missing the important ingredients here, and
this is
where I get frustrated, because you're talking to folks out there that have a hard time understanding this. So, Elle, we said thought, word, and action, and that's cool. That looks really pretty,
mm-hmm.
but as Luna is saying, by default. You wake up in the morning, you got thoughts, you're going to do some action. You even go, oh my God, I'm so tired. Okay, that's an action right there, right? But your neighbor who lives on the other side of the bed might say, oh, there she goes again.
Okay, well, Novi, you've actually brought up another very important segment here. And so I'm going to jump right into it.
But we don't want to go to this next segment without
mother. No, not the second segment. A focal point, a component. Listen.
Okay.
So first of all, you've got the idea of, yes, people by default are running on a thought pattern.
Okay.
They are.
All right.
This is very true. People are creating all the time. They're just not aware of it. Now, here's the issue. Technically speaking, according to some esoteric research, there's the collective mindset out there, which some people fall into because it's kind of like the herd mentality.
Yeah, I heard it.
Then there's the individual person who is consciously aware that they are creating and so forth, falls into their own kind of thought pattern.
Okay.
And then, believe it or not, there's the thought pattern of the entire mass of humanity, which is the consciousness.
Right. We're talking limited consciousness, singularity versus collective consciousness, singularity.
The question is, most people, according to research, they are reacting on the thought pattern set by the collective. They're
okay.
not doing it individually.
Okay.
So yeah, they're creating, all right.
So you're telling me right away, I'm mm-hmm. telling you this now, because our light workers are working very hard, our agents are working very hard to make a difference on this planet, and it looks like we're losing. The truth is, we cannot lose. We cannot, because you're going to die anyway. And when you die, that's it. It's done. You're not going to lose, because you're going to be born somewhere else, and you're going to do it all over again. Duh. Back to second grade. So the point I'm making is, I'm not repeating my grades, let me tell you. I am done messing around with these grades. So what I'm trying to say is that if you focus on what you're saying, yes, it's innate. Yes, you're going to be born being able to have your thoughts. Yes, you're going to have words, mama, gaga, food, feed me. Anyway, even that's a word. Okay. So, and then you're going to take action on that, right? Oh my God, no one's going to give me anything. I get it. But what you're really telling me, though, is I, as a human being, if I were born full human being here, I am screwed. Because you're going to have what? What people think the moment I'm born, I got to get into church, government, bosses tell me what to do, fate and destiny. People don't even know what that is. Mm. You know, the God and Satan thing. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
and the angel and the demon thing.
And you know, you can't forget, because I know we're mentioning like Satan, God, the government, you know, your boss, the churches. I think one of the things that we forget is
might as well make it fun around here, right?
The huge issue here is one of like the biggest culprits is your own chemicals and the own like the your very own reactions that your body has to certain things that you don't even realize. Like,
okay.
And I just have a funny story to share. And L1, you might know this.
You're gonna say a funny story?
Yeah, it's
a, trouble.
Well, I think it's
a silly
story.
Should we change the music for you? Funny story music.
Let's hear it, Luna.
Okay, so this is actually, I read through one of, actually, it was one of Ramtha's recordings that I was listening to.
Oh!
There you go.
And anyway, once upon a time, there was this woman, and, you know, the woman just woke up, you know, she was hanging out, you know, going to the kitchen, and, you know, she had a big day ahead of her. She felt pretty good about her day. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, she got a thought in her head. That all these things started going wrong, and you know, like the printer at work didn't work, she couldn't change her things. And of course, I'm paraphrasing because Ramtha's example is way more esoteric. I'm just bringing it back to the corp, right? Everybody, people have worked at corps, so business corp. So the lady, you know, she's afraid that her printer's not gonna work and her computer's not letting her log in, so she's gonna be late. And the phones are just ringing off the hook. She couldn't even finish her pipeline. And all this stuff is happening. This poor woman, after she flashes out of her daydream, she feels so upset that, you know, she just, like ruins her whole day. Like, her attitude was just, like, bombed.
So you're saying she, before she even stepped into work, she already pictured a disaster at work.
Exactly.
And she was already
She was a disaster wanting to be a disaster.
And
she was out there looking for a disaster.
Wow, I wouldn't want to.
Where
I mean,
are you? There you are.
You know, Luna and I, listening to that, I wouldn't want to start that day either.
But
I
that's how most
that.
People, but hang on a second. No, no, but she's making a very good point, though. You know what I'm saying? Because some of the things that she's saying is the fact that, you know, you are in this place called Terra Terra, and what happens is that you are out there, and all these other government governing situations, mm-hmm. mom, dad, and everybody else, all these folks are just crippling you. I mean, just to go to church,
don't help each other.
Hang on a second, just to go to church and say, hey, I made some money. And they're going to say, give it to God. I'm like, why? Does he need it? What's he going to do with it? You know, and you feel guilty now for keeping that money. That alone makes you not want to have money for the rest of your life. Something like that. You see what I'm saying? So these things are constantly occurring. And so when you wake up in the morning, you're already pre-programmed for destruction, your own destruction.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're sort of alluding to? Am I kind of there?
Yeah, you know what? I think you guys are totally...
She's on my
You guys
point.
Are totally on it. Like, Ramtha, of course, didn't use business corp as his example. It was more conceptual. But, you know, I just kind of broke it down to a way that, you know, we kind of all go through.
And we need,
stuff like
and I think that's important. I think we need to actually delve into learning how, you know, we live on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Thank
exactly.
you, Luna. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
So I want to go back to my point real quick because, you know, we have some, you know, stuff to talk about. So, Elle, my concern is, and it's always, if I'm going to be on the staff talking mm-hmm. about this, you know, being a walk-in and all, I'm really concerned that most human beings are going to, you know, put the stuff there, you know, and the crap is on the back, all the damage is on the back. Oh, yeah, I'll just paint this hole. And nobody will notice, you know, and then you're wondering why your life doesn't work. So the focal point of the initial creation is thought, word, and action, but we're already doing that. So are you saying that we're actually creating humans, not me, humans are actually creating a spiral of problems and solutions within their own containment that keeps them there, but they're actually still creating. Are you saying
I
that?
I would say yes, and this is very hard for people to believe because a lot of people don't even believe in their own creative power.
I don't
but
believe
yes.
Mother tells me what to do.
The answer is people are creating the circumstances within their lives. Now, granted, we all affect each other, and a lot of us, unfortunately, don't help each other. But
I know Luna affects me a lot.
So. I would say that in regards to creation, yes, we are technically creating our lives. As
so we are creating our lives. I want to be clear.
Point for L.
I want to be really, really clear on this. Yes. We are affecting our lives regardless whether your life sucks or not.
True.
And you know what? I think I have to share this with you guys because I think Gandhi said it best.
What did Gandhi say?
You know,
it talks
about it. If you think about it conceptually, I can add in afterwards. But he said, your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become your destiny. Now, if we think about this, you know, Gandhi had it because where do your beliefs come from? Other people. And what other people teach you? And where did that come from? The values they were taught by, and then the government and all this other stuff. And then what becomes your destiny? Same thing that's all around you, unless you know how to change the way you think. I mean, we're not saying that you might still have to live in the muck, but if you change the way you think, maybe you can think of things a little bit more differently, and you might be able to create a reality that's more
mucky
to your liking. You know, that's it.
I like what she's saying. You know, I'm all about it. I'm into it. I'm digging it. Still, our humanity is suffering quite a bit, and according to information dissemination, today is not even the worst part. Tomorrow may be the last part. So we need to understand. On the one side, I think that most people are just interested in what they're going to feed themselves with. I don't know if that's true or false.
A lot of people are,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, but this works both ways, right? Because if you're living the life you're supposed to have, if your thoughts, words, and actions were in order, then you would be going in the right direction. Am I wrong? All right. You would be getting what you want. You'd be fed.
Or at the very least, being helped by the people who are going in the right direction. So there's some people who honestly, you know, cannot, they don't have much help at all in their circumstances. We realize this. But they would be having the help that they needed because the people who are making their lives right would actually realize that they need to take the responsibility to help other people when they have to. That's just my personal take on it.
Okay, so you've been reading some pretty heavy material, Elle. So what do you have on thought, word, and action that you can offer as something? And how does, you know, the God Satan thing and the angel demon thing and astrology, numerology, parents, and education that you received or didn't receive, how does that all play in? What do you know about that?
Well, believe it or not, I would say based on that type, you know, the resources we've been looking into, Ramtha being one of them, even conversations with God, and yes, from dictation as well. It really is a fascinating science how your thoughts end up creating the life for yourself and even the lives of others. Believe it or not, the whole, I think it was Napoleon Hill or Henry Ford said it, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So, you know, even he understood the power of thought. And for those of you who do believe in God, Satan, or numerology and astrology dictating your life, you will create the circumstances in your life that make it easy to fall into place where you will be influenced by that. Now, for some people who choose it, if that's what they want in their life, great. But most people aren't choosing it. That's really, I think, the kicker there. That's mostly the ickiness of it.
No,
so.
I hear you on that, Elle. You know, I feel like it's like, what? I don't know. So much to say about that. One of the things it makes me think about is just like us and like our character as well. Like in terms of like our creating our reality and things of that sort. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that's a big part. It's like how you like take everything in and like how that creates the kind of person that you are. You know, like even like we often think about what comes out of our mouth and like into somebody else's ears, and our words impact how we feel about ourselves, and
so
they impact how others think and feel, and they're also symbols, that communicate what's going on inside our head in ourselves. So, you know, we share our fears, we share our sorrow, our joy, our
love. I don't share any of that.
Our dreams with our words. We share all of these things. So our words create action as well. That's why one of the things that we like rave about here kind of is, you know, be impeccable with your words, because our words can create intimacy or separation. And, you know, we can motivate ourselves to do things, or we can demotivate ourselves. You know, it's a huge thing. And when you practice things in a certain way, it becomes your character. And that's also a habit.
But that is very also true. Part of the whole neurodendrite thing. So, okay, yeah. here's the thought for you, because we need to go to the next segment pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Elle, we got a slide here. Can you explain the slide to our wonderful people?
Oh, okay, what is more potent?
Or who designed the slide?
I did.
Luna, explain the slide. What do we have here?
Well, oh,
which
okay.
is more potent, thought, than word, than action? Who is more potent?
Well, I say based only on a linear way of how a formula is created, I would say definitely thought.
See, that was going to be my argument right away.
But in the end, it's like, let's say you have sugar.
Right.
And, you know, that's like one of the base ingredients for creating a cake aside from the flour and everything else, right? It's mm-hmm. got to be sweet cake.
Gotcha.
Usually. Or maybe it's the flour, whatever. So, but in the end, what matters? It's the cake. It's the cake you make.
You mean
not the
action?
Ingredients. Exactly. So it would be the action. So I think depends on what you're looking at.
Would you say that the cake, the action, leaves the most effect versus the thought?
I say that the action does. You know, the thought does count, but let's say you had good intentions and you kind of, let's say, did like 94% on this and then like 6% on something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, it, you know, like the action is so based on how you acted upon it. So maybe you didn't act as accurately as you thought it out.
Okay.
So I think that also changes things.
What?
I think in terms of a tangible world mm-hmm. and how people interpret what you mean, and then action would definitely be the most potent one in terms of your personal reality and how you have your personal growth and how you mentally grow and learn about things and, you know, reach different levels of awareness. I think thought is also very important.
I would say too, yes. It almost sounds like, based on what we're saying, that thought is the most potent catalyst. Action has the most potent effect
mm-hmm.
once it's done. So the thought is the potent catalyst that pushes the outcome. Once an entity puts it in words and then takes action, that has the most potent effect on their
mm-hmm.
reality. Because people will argue, I think there was one person I spoke to who said, well, you know, I don't believe in the think and grow rich theory where I'm just going to sit on the couch and think rich thoughts. It's like, well, no kidding. You have to put it into action.
Well,
you have to think about it, yes, but...
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, people are just like... Oh, I know I'm going back to Ramtha, but I know you know a lot about it. Like,
mm-hmm.
he's just like, you know, you have all of this going on for you, and like, the door of opportunity is like opening up, and then what do? It's like, oh, I think I'll sleep in today.
Exactly. No action. Well, there was an action, but
and
it wasn't
like,
effective.
Exactly. It's like, you have the opportunity, and it's just like, think and grow rich. Okay, you have it there. You can do it. Make it happen. Don't just like think about it in... This is why wishful thinking doesn't work. You
mm-hmm.
have to have it, but use it as a catalyst to take action and make it happen. You can't just wish it upon yourself. I mean, we're not a genies. At least I'm not. So I haven't figured out how to do that just
Let's
yet.
Let's move on to our second section. I'm getting
flagged
here for our next section. Mother, are you available to us?
Mother is accepting of your information dissemination. Your argument has been established as the following. Humana limited singularities are able to create that which is known and unknown in order to eventuate their experiences. Why do the Humana singularities have little or no knowledge of this system even as they use it every moment of their existence?
You know, I'm going to go back to... Thank you, Mother. I'm going to go back to talking about the religious and stuff like that. Now, people are religion, they're so bad. I'm like, what would you do without it? Seriously. How would you know to get up in the morning and be a good person?
True.
Because history dictates that we've always been kind of in turmoil, kind of, you know, hey, man, can I have that? I thought you wanted what's in my hand. No,
yeah.
I needed the whole hand. I'm like,
wow.
That's wrong.
No, Novi, you do have a good point, because it makes me think, like, how much can you afford and how much can you risk
25
also
cents.
Being a good person? Because
yeah.
let's say if you're in, like, survival mode, like, you have to survive. You know, maybe if you have a little bit of more luxury, and I'm not saying physically, but like in maybe other aspects of your life, like I think it really does depend as well. I think it can be difficult to know, like, just naturally these things. So, yeah.
Do you like enjoy swinging that pen around like that? Does it give you a sense of power? Anyway, so what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say is, okay, so what is the root cause, right? So people think that everything comes from the outside, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Is that maybe a reason why we tend to act like fools or whatever the case may be?
Well, I would think that that's a normal reaction for someone who thinks they have no power over how to create their lives. They're reacting because they think that everything comes from the outside. So they feel almost like they're at the mercy of outside circumstances. And that's a very, I mean, I have a lot of compassion towards that kind of thinking because it's a, I don't blame them for acting that way in that respect. I still say it can be changed and there's something a lot better, but I don't blame them for that respect. If you think you're powerless, you're going to fight because you think everything's going to be taken from you. Things are going to be given to you if someone's nice enough to do so, or things are going to be taken from you.
You know, I think you have a really good point, and it almost makes me think about kind of like how much people can see based on what emotion they're going through. Like, do you know, like, mm-hmm. sometimes you feel like you can see everything. You're totally aware of everything. Your mind is clear. There's no extra noise. And then, like, sometimes, like you said, you know, people feel desperate because maybe they just, they got their heart broken, or maybe, like, they don't have help financially, or, you know, they don't have support emotionally or anything like that. And it's just like, why? It's almost like have mercy. And it's just like, if people don't know that they have the power to do that, I think that's the difference, because it's like, if they were just like, you know what, you know, yeah, you know, there's no need for stuff like that, because it's not about someone having mercy on me, it's me being able to understand what's going on in my life and being able to get over it, not throw it away, but understand it and move on.
Okay.
You know, and I think
we don't have a lot
difference.
Of time, Luna.
I think
you get so riled up.
Okay,
calm
down.
Well,
I'm gonna Luna 9. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So anyway, just to like wrap it up.
What happened to the other 8?
That's funny.
That's a whole nother story.
It's a whole nother story.
So
she's a clone. No, I'm just kidding. She's not a clone.
There's actually a shuttle named Luna 9.
All right, we don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, you guys. I think you guys get it.
So there are some root causes of this, right? People think everything comes from outside, right?
Correct.
Creation starts with a thought, which is somewhere inside, or mm-hmm. or what we call more in than this. It's like if I could draw it, this is being human, right?
Yeah.
And it comes to a focal point, right? It goes mm-hmm. when it comes to that focal point, then it opens back up into the spirit world.
Hmm.
So your thoughts may be coming from, you know, what some esoteric people are calling the higher self, stuff like that. Now, I'll refuse to call it the higher self, because if it's higher than you, it's still outside of you.
Do you mean the more encompassed self?
But if it encompasses you, then you're on the inside and you're part of it. So
okay.
That's why we say encompassment.
I think that's fair enough.
Rather than higher self. But for those that don't understand, I'll go along with higher self. I'll disagree later. So I think that it really doesn't come from externally, meaning from the human singularity out. It comes from within the singularity, or the consciousness singularity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it goes to the encompassment of whatever layer of encompassment you want, whether it's collective consciousness, which is, or it's, you know, the godlike consciousness, or, you know, the entire encompassment of the universe. You get to choose where you want to stop, but all these thoughts maybe don't come from you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you made an agreement to come down here and do something, and you're being lazy. getyourownshop.com, and and you're being lazy. Sponsor us. And you're being lazy. Help us help everybody else. So but you're really being lazy. I mean, you're being a slug. And if you listen to this, obviously you're not a slug, you're doing something. But you're being a slug, and then all of a sudden you're going to blame everything outside of you, because, you know, you're not moving fast enough, and the thoughts are coming, but you're not really putting them into words, putting them into action. Can we agree on that or not? Or
yeah,
comments?
I think so.
You know, I would think the root cause is, first of all, the almost like the learned helplessness that's embedded within people. And it's really not their fault. I mean, this is something that goes back generations, thousands of years.
My God, all these books that are written make me want to sleep.
And, you know, there have been sources out there, even religion, you know, as the Novi was saying, what are you going to do without it? Even religion.
I know
itself.
Everybody's so down on religion. I'm down on the preacher, man. I go, preacher, man, God talked to me the other day, and goes, no, that was Satan. I go, but the same voice talked to you, and he goes, oh, that was God. I go, what's the difference?
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen.
Qu'est la différence? Oh, qu'est la différence?
Even sources like religion have said it in one way or the other. It's been incomplete in some cases, but in a lot of sources other than religion have said that you are the creator of your life. It's just been very incomplete, and there's been no action on people's part to do anything about it.
And so we
that's the summary of the root.
We have another information dissemination coming up.
Okay,
we have information dissemination.
Okay. Mother is accepting of your information dissemination. Your argument has been established as the following. What are some steps that the humana singularity can do in order to... Mother is accepting of your information dissemination. Your argument has been established as the following. What are some steps that the humana singularity can do in order to empower themselves and create experiences that push towards expansion of the self and more encompassment?
Okay, encompassment, I think is what she meant. She's new.
Don't be talking to Mother like that.
She's learning the human ways. I was the same. I just sounded a little
I had a long conversation. She took me into the cyber world, and I had a conversation with her. She loves to pick at my brain.
Wow, yeah. How was that?
I don't know. There's nothing inside there, so she's
hey, you're hiding information, mister.
I'm not hiding information. Why do you always say I'm hiding information?
Because you are.
Ching. See, on camera, I think you're up there. I'm going to tickle you. Okay, so anyway. So what are some of the things we could do? We got a few minutes before.
I have one.
Luna.
Yes?
9. We have 5 minutes.
Okay, let me just say a few things. Let's go back to the basics, and then you guys can expand on it. I'm just going to say what we have here. Okay, go back to the basis that thoughts do create. Remember that thoughts can be grouped into a living system called a consciousness, and there are collective thoughts and a collective consciousness, but there's individual thoughts and an individual consciousness. You can either be controlled by collective consciousness or your own reactive consciousness, or create another thought system. Now, where to start? Thought by thought, little by little. I'll say some ideas here. Believe it or not, starting a success journal, here's why. Writing something about a paragraph to a page every day, some people might think it's useless, but it actually does jumpstart you into what you want in your life. Some people, success journal is writing about what you want in your life, even if you feel it's a total lie. This can jumpstart your brain because you're starting with a thought, which becomes a word, and before you know it, you're going to start thinking of an action.
Yeah, and if you see your own handwriting rather than just typing it out, you take it that much more seriously. And it takes more focus to write it down than to write it on your keyboard, because it's like you can multitask and stuff like that. And of course, the Novi disagrees because he's not from here.
You know, I understand your concept,
but
why is everybody always picking on me? I'm not from here.
I heard from a wise guy. That helps out.
Look, let me tell you why it works.
Even Ramtha said the same thing, right?
Can I say a word here? Let the great leaders say as they will. Okay, let the great leaders say as they will. I'm not disagreeing with them. I'm just saying I disagree with the situation. I'm saying that the act of putting something into action involves the brain in many different locations of the brain. When you speak, it's a different part of the brain. When you write, it's a different part of the brain. But when you see it again, it's a different part of the brain. So yeah, writing it down and seeing it's good. Reciting it the way they used to do it in the old ways, when we had no way of writing down, because we didn't know how. What does that mean? So we didn't have a school system, but now we do. So you stop being lazy and start reading stuff and understanding. Recite things. But the danger of that is always that you're going to recite towards the egoic system rather than the SO life, right?
I get what you're saying, Novi. What you're saying.
You actually get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying
she gets what I'm saying.
That you don't want to admit you have bad handwriting. That's what it is. I'm just kidding. No, you're totally right.
It all makes sense now.
I'm just joking.
All right, we got 2 more minutes we need to really close before the viral scan starts going.
I do want to say this one last thing. When you are creating a new habit, you will get tired because this is a new learning session. Ask any kid who comes home from school the first few weeks. They always want to take a nap. So it is very important. I need to emphasize how important it is to stay healthy when you are creating a new lifestyle and when you are creating new thought patterns. So yes, when you do, for me, myself personally, I like my activated B complex because it does give me more energy and enthusiasm to write. So that's me.
That's me, Luna Nun. You have something there for us.
Well, I personally wanted to share just a little snippy and just a little quote. And, all it is it says, The thought manifests as the word. The word manifests as the deed. The deed develops into a habit. and character hardens, excuse me, and habit hardens into character. So watch the thought and its way with care, and let it spring from love, born out of concern for all things. So just remember that don't just go forward, reverse engineer and check your thoughts again, you know, as you do your actions, so you never lose track as you're doing these things, you know. And yeah, like the Novi said, and like L1 shared as well, you know, when you start doing something, it's going to be draining in the beginning. Personally, for me, especially because, you know, I need a lot of energy. I like to do a lot of activities outside with people, you know, and at social gatherings. So I actually like, I like my multi-minerals. And the reason why is, you know, I like it promotes your skeletal health. So if I'm out, you know I can, you know, not worry about my bones.
All right, young
and
lady.
Also my muscles, performance, muscles. My healthy heart.
Yay. We gotta go. And, I'm gonna tell you what really helps me out a lot is the OPC3. It has pygnogenol in it. Pygnogenol.
Forever your favorite.
Hell yeah. This is what the body call the blood water. It cleans out the blood really nicely and the blood sludge. It's really the pygnogenol in it that does that part. You can read about pygnogenol online. But this OPC3 you can get on shop.com. Can you put a picture of shop.com? Because I know a lot of people are sleepy out there. And there we go. shop.com. No, they didn't put my shop. Hey, put the shop.com
go
on there.
Go to
mom.
It has a slide big, two, it has a big S go. On it.
No, that's not it.
No, slide two. Slide two.
No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No. I got it.
So while they're waiting to do that, I'd like to share that
the
multi-minerals are super awesome. Like I was saying.
Oh, well.
You know, it promotes healthy glucose levels, which I love because I love fruit. And, you know, their simple sugars help me maintain nice and energetic. It helps the functioning of my immune system too. So just wanted to throw that out there because I think it's overlooked, man. So that's it.
Yeah. We got to end this. We always got to do a little dance with our bottles. Or pick up your bottles, do the dance.
This here, for you esoteric people, it's going to make your life. Call me and I'll tell you all about this wonderful product. And you can go to shop.becomethesource.com. Find out. Also get cash back. You just hit the mic.
No.
Find out you can become, you can help us spread the word both this way. Please subscribe below so we can spread the word. And also enjoy your health, people. You're gonna die. You might as well enjoy the ride, okay? And enjoy it by doing the great work. And then when you go someplace else, you'll be living like, I gotta do this too now? Here, done. Okay, catch us on the next show. This is Tap for You. Very serious stuff. Our other shows are a little bit more happy and friendly, and we have a lot of fun. Mother, thank you very much, wherever you are, for your information dissemination. Like always, helping humanity live life on their terms. Luna 9, what do you have to say?
Thank you guys for, you know, sticking around. Don't forget to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And this is Luna 9 tuning out.
Oh, you got bust.
Love all you
right. This is the Novi. I love you very much. I am here to help you understand what's inside and what's outside. But you're going to have to meet me halfway. Help us by helping yourself first. Become healthy. Become savvy. Become that person you always wanted to be. You cannot help someone until you become that person, okay? You don't know how? Stay tuned. Stay in touch. Send us an email. Go to a forum at becomethesource.com. If you're sitting at home, you really want to do something with your life, help the family you're with, no one's going to give you free money or a free cow. Well, maybe someplace they'll give you a free cow. L1 found a thing with free cow. We'll talk about that later. But the point I'm making is, okay, you're going to have to help yourself. You don't have to go hunting anymore. So if you want to do something for yourself, like a shop.com, we'll show you how. Go to novismsynergy.com to find out the details on that. If you own a YouTube channel, this is for you. Or if you are in some kind of media that you're dealing with, church or something like that, and you got a following,
you can help
them out a great deal. Elle, what do you have to say?
Well, just thank you very much. It's great to be back. And yes, you know, Taff, and you know, we love you very much. These are some serious topics, but you know, we're here to help you get through it day by day. So feel free to contact us if you're having trouble with anything that we suggested or where to find the, you know, the things that'll help keep your energy up while you're changing your life. So yeah.
And remember, this is sponsored by us because we got tired of people saying, you can't say that. Well, here it is. Here's the truth. You asked for the best. That's what we did. Good night and love you very much.